Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Oh, man.
If you missed the morning mess this morning,
you got to help me.
Here's what you missed.
We're talking about divorceries. I'm okay with it. I'm friends with exes.
Ridiculous. This is crazy. This is wild. This is unheard of, guys. What? I don't even know.
What? I think it's okay. Now, I haven't practiced this, but I would have no problem having lunch with my ex-wife. We've been divorced since 2000, so 16 years ago.
Yeah, but wait, 18 years ago. Celebrating that you guys have separated, and no, that's just weird. I wouldn't want to. That's a sad moment in people's lives. I don't get it.
It's a growing trend, divorceries. Looks like we got Anthony from Glendale. What are your thoughts about divorceries?
So I'm totally for it.
So you're totally okay with getting together with your ex-wife on the divorce date anniversary. Why is it even an anniversary? I don't get it.
I've actually participated in it for the past 3 years already.
Three years?
That's crazy. You say participated in it as if it were like some swingers club or something.
No, I just, I don't know. I guess we were doing it before it was a thing, I guess.
Okay. So you go out with your ex-wife on the date that you guys got divorced?
Yeah.
What have you guys done on divorceries?
So the first year we got together for lunch.
What do you guys talk about? Like, how's life? How are you doing?
Well, that
like...
one, so the first year was the weirdest, I guess, because we hadn't had like a, you know, we had had contact here and there, but not like, we got married young and we just weren't really mature enough to be able to like sit down and have a conversation. But like second year we went out, we did dinner and drinks. And then last year, we actually ended up getting hammered.
What? And does it lead to anything?
No, it did
Wait,
not.
Nothing?
No.
We were just kind of...
If you know what I'm talking about.
No, not an option.
That is an option, though. I mean, obviously, you're comfortable with each other before you got married.
Yeah.
You've never hooked up after?
No, we kept it away from that. But, like, not every divorce is, like, a, you know, explosive. You know, we just decided, like... We weren't right for each other. And, like,
okay. See, that's the other thing I don't get, though. If it's not explosive, then why are you guys separating? That's what I don't get.
Well,
like,
you know.
Something has to have happened.
I guess we matured a lot and, you know, and just kind of realized better. We didn't have any kids yet, so, like, we realized better sooner than later, I guess. And,
okay. So yeah, when is your divorcee? What's the date of it?
It is July 20th.
July 20th.
Actually, so this year we're upping it a notch. She's been dating this new guy for like almost like 2 years now, I think. And I've got a new girlfriend, and actually we're going to Cabo with them.
Ew, no.
You're going to Cabo for your divorcee?
That's crazy.
What?
You guys are wilding. That's never. No.
That's awesome.
And how does your girlfriend feel about this?
She was a little freaked out at first, but, you know, she trusts me totally. And,
right.
Like, you know, they know each other. They've met before, so, like, we're good.
I love Cabo. Listen, if my ex-wife called me, she married well, this restaurateur, this guy has a lot of money. Mm-hmm. If my ex-wife and him invited me and my wife to Cabo, I would definitely go.
Yeah,
he's
got some money. He's footing the bill on this.
I don't feel like your wife would be okay with that, Joey.
She'll be fine.
She'll be fine when she's sitting at a resort in Cabo, right? Oh, my gosh. You're wild.
All right. Well, Anthony, you're on the board. All four divorceries.
All for it.
Please send us a picture. Like, tag us on Instagram at The Morning Mess in July. I want to see this picture with you and your ex-wife.
Oh, for sure.
Divorcee.
Yeah.
Cool?
Yeah. Cabo pics.
All right, Anthony.
I can't wrap my head around this.
If you know what I'm talking about.
Exactly!
If you know what I'm talking about.
Okay, all right.
Hey, guys.
Hi. First of all, got to let you know, I don't trust women with a guy's name. I'm going to put that out there, Johnny.
I love that.
Makes me tough.
It makes you tough.
Listen to her. I love it. Are you for these divorceries, Johnny?
Oh, absolutely, no doubt about it, for it.
For what? It?
That is crazy.
I'm telling you, more people are doing this.
But why? And if, like, if you guys got divorced and you can get along so well after divorcing, like, why didn't you just stay together?
I mean, we had reasons why we weren't staying together, for sure, but he and I are friends.
You've already done this? How many times have you done this? How many years have you done this?
We're going to do it for the first time this year.
Oh, you haven't done it yet?
No.
Okay. No. What's your divorcery date?
Our divorcery date is May 5th.
May 5th. Cinco de Mayo. Hello. No,
who gets divorced on Cinco de Mayo?
Hey.
I guess that's a celebration, right? I would totally have like one of those divorce parties for sure. But I don't know about divorce or race. So Cinco de Mayo, what do you, I can't believe I'm asking this. What are you planning to do with your ex-husband?
Well, we're actually going to go to a Cinco de Mayo party together with a bunch of other friends of ours.
Right.
You know, I mean, he's going to pick me up. We're going to go. And
he's going to pick you up, if you know what I'm talking about.
I think I do.
What would it lead to anything? You think, you know, it's Cinco de Mayo.
Right, like, wouldn't you be scared that the drinks are too much?
Tequila's in the system. Would you allow something to happen with you and the ex-husband on divorcery?
That's what I'm talking about. Like, why did you even separate?
Oh, you know, there really totally were reasons. Like,
it just didn't work out.
No, but, you know, he's great in other ways.
All right. Well, hello. Okay. Hence Cinco de Mayo divorcery. So you are a team for it the first year. Please send us a picture of your divorcery.
I'm so confused.
Totally, totally.
Yeah, it looks like Johnny's going to be wearing a sombrero and that's it on her divorcery. Hello, hello.
You don't even know what I'm talking about.
No, no one knows what you're talking about. Who are you right now?
I don't know.
The Morning Mess. Weekdays, 5:30 to 10 a.m.
Live
101.5. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.